Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. I've missed you all so very much. I had to take a couple days away to really feel better so that I could bring to you something that has been on my mind, something that has been in my spirit. Excuse me, forgive me for that. Sorry, as you see, I've still been beating with this a little bit. But what I've been wanting to share excuse me, with you all is how to pray. How to pray so that you can create your reality. Over the past couple shows, I talked about, you know, remembering that God is not separate from you and that you have the keys to creating the reality that you want. It's already within you. And throughout our lives, we may have been taught something different. We become accustomed to not hear it in this way, that everything that you want to create is already within you, and yet it is. And so I wanted to share with you, now that we've talked about a couple of these different things and the fact that all of us, inevitably, the only race is the human race, and God is love, and all these other points that we've touched on, now how can we begin to bring the manifestation process into existence? How can I help you get to this point? And for those of you who are new to the show, this is blogtalkradio.com, the Journey to the Self with Heavenly Joy. That's my name. And I am here to assist you along your journey. We're all connected. We're all one. But our individual journey our individual journey looks different. And that is simply because whatever it is that you're here to do, there are certain things that you need to experience in order to prepare you for your individual journey. So it may not all look the same in which we're going through, whatever it is we've experienced. And I mean the uncomfortable stuff and the comfortable things, simply because the way in which your body, the way in which your soul, the way in which your spirit, the way in which you came here to get, whatever it is you came here to get, there's a specific way in which things must penetrate you, the experiences must penetrate you, in order for you to gain those lessons so that you can evolve and move on. And moving on just means like you're preparing yourself for the next. And not that it will always be uncomfortable. Once you get and you begin to see that you're the one creating all of this for yourself, it becomes that much easier to navigate through all of it. So let me share with you some things that I wanted to. So let me first say this. Praying or writing out your prayer, which I write out a prayer list, is like telling a story. Or it's like painting a picture, depending on how creative of a mind you are. For those of you that are very logical, it's like writing out a story. For those of you that are very creative, it's like painting a picture. The universe, God, the all-encompassing creative energy responds to creativity. The more creative you are, the more energy that you use to create this, the more details that you put into your prayer list, the more accurate the universe or God can be and getting you what it is that you're asking for, okay? Now, for a minute, I just want to say this. Now, this is, I'm not going to go too far off, but I want to make sure I say it for those of you, the adults, excuse me, the adults that are on this call, because it is important that you understand that even when you lay with someone, and you do know what I mean when I say when you lay with someone, this is a method of procreation. Procreation is in itself the portal from which we create. And not just a life in the form of a child. Life in the form of hopes, dreams, desires, prayers. That energy of procreation is directed sexual energy. When you begin to direct your energy that's shared between two people who love each other, that energy begins to create, when directed, the reality in which you want, the world in which you want to exist. I'm not going to dive into it too much, but I just want to make sure that I, even because of the fact that we're talking about how to pray and how to create your reality, I want you to even be aware that when you are laying with someone in love, in God, you are creating. So the pictures in which shoot through your mind, concentrate those pictures. What do you want to see? What do you want to create? Not the things that make you upset. You don't want to do that. Not, you know, don't drift off. Concentrate your energy. Okay? So I only touch on it a little bit. We will dive into that more at another time. But because I am here giving you the wisdom that I want you to really incorporate in your life is concentrating your energy. That is important that I touch on that just for a minute. We'll come back to that another day, okay? So, prayers are the form of directed energy. So when you combine your prayers, which, you know, people pray all the time, but when you pray and you direct your energy, combining these two things, these two very important things, directed energy and prayers, they become the most powerful evidence. You hear me say, evidence. Evidence is everything. To the fact that you are the key. You are the key to unlocking your potential. Got it? You follow me? You hear me speak of this, and now I'm going to tell you how to test this out. Please, if you do not have a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper, I want you to take the time to get one, because this is very simple. Right now, where we are, as of yesterday, the 27th, excuse me again, we encountered another super moon. Every full moon is an opportunity for you to write down the things that you want to release. I do it every full moon. It is important that we do it. If you're not there yet, that's fine. But for those of you who are, you still have two more days, today and tomorrow. You have 3 days before a full moon to 3 days after to take advantage of the energy that the full moon has for you, okay? So what I would do is write down, and I'm just talking about this so I can give you time to get pen and paper, write down what it is that you want to release, whatever it is, fear, self-doubt, procrastination. It could be illness. It could be negativity, negative self-talk, whatever it is. All things. Nobody can tell you what it is that you know you need to release. And you don't have to share this with anyone. You can do it by yourself or you can do it a group of people. You write it down and you say, in this full moon, I release all things that no longer serve me. That may even be a person in your life. It may be a position in your life. Again, this is your reality. Now, this is powerful. So make sure that you are ready to live your purpose. When you are ready to live your purpose, you won't, these things will come and you'll be, okay, this is being moved out of my life for a reason, okay? So you write it down and you burn it there for a minute and you, as it burns, as you watch it burn, so maybe you have a small fire, fireplace, whatever, what have you. If you're in a cold place, maybe that's what you have is a fireplace. And you watch it burn. And as you watch it burn, you hold your hands, if you can, in your heart center. Don't have to, but if you can imagine feeling that energy or seeing that energy release from your heart space and go off into the great beyond, let it go. And then after you're done and you've done all of that, you say, I accept this done in this moment. I am so grateful. It is done. And it's done. You don't think about that no more. You don't worry about that no more. Now it is time to write out your prayer list. See? So it all has a purpose. Now, if you haven't done it and you don't want to do it, that's fine, because it's all in steps. You take one step, then you take a next step. Let's start with the first step, okay? Whatever. Your first step may be releasing, your first step may be, I just want to get to the prayer part. That's fine. So when you write out your prayer, you write it as you already have it. For those of you who follow my show, you've heard me say this. I do not pray as, I hope God gives me, please, one day can I. No, you do not write out your prayer that way. That is a very self-defeating way of writing out a prayer. You write out your prayers like you have them. You're writing a story. Remember what I said? You're writing a story. You're painting a picture. So in the story, you say, I live in the most amazing, blah, blah, blah. And you don't even have to use the word amazing. You may say most beautiful, the most fantastic, the most loving, the most, whatever it is. Now, that may be the most loving neighborhood, the most loving home, the most beautiful home, the most amazing home. You know, I don't know. You may say earthship. Those of you who are much like me, who like the idea and want to live sustainably, be as detailed as you can. I live in a 4-bedroom earthship in blah, 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 blah. Where do you live? Where do you want to live? Okay? And do not limit yourself. Do not limit your potential. Do not limit God. There's nothing that you can't ask for. Now, remember, all of it takes time to get there. So we'll talk about that later. Stay in the prayer. If you have children, or if you are a child who wants to get to a certain place, you say, you know, my children have blah, blah, blah. So maybe my children attend, Montessori school, and they're doing excellent. Like, whatever it is that you want to put into place, my children attend a Montessori school, and they look, and they are so happy, and every day I pick them up, and they have so many great stories to tell me. You're writing a story. This is your story. What do you want your story to look like? What do you want people to hear? What would you want to read about? What story are you creating that inspires you to go through every day knowing that you're working towards the happy ending of this story? Yes? Continue to follow me in this. Now, we're going to touch on inspired action. I give you a little bit. I can't give you all of it. This is your story. Whatever it is, if you want to say, I drive the baddest hot rod with, I don't know, leather seat. Listen, I'm not into all of that, right? whatever it is, that's your thing. Put it in there. There's no limitation on this. It's inspired action is that when you pray these prayers, think of these things, what you want your life to be like. The action must follow. You do not pray a prayer and sit still. No. Leave that up for the monks to do, okay? And even monks make moves, you understand? You do not understand them, but even they make some move, okay? So for you, in order for you to make this come true, because you are the key to unlocking your potential, all of a sudden you may have, let's say you pray a prayer that your children attend a certain school. It may pop in your head randomly one day, the picture of the woman that you saw at the fair who said that she worked over at the Montessori school. Just for a minute, let's touch on that. You say, oh, my God, I have her number. My God, I wonder how she's doing. Call her. Reach out to her. Have coffee with her. And say, you know, I've been praying. Maybe not right away, you know, that my son be able to attend this school. I wonder, like, what it takes. And she say, all of a sudden she says, this is so great. We're having a open house this Saturday. See? Inspired action. You prayed a prayer. You wrote it out. You already have it. And so now the universe, God, the all-encompassing energy is opening that portal for you to be able to make your way towards that. Now, no matter what happens at this event, you still hold high and know that your child will attend this school. No matter what happens, because now the dots are being connected. Continue to make the move. What I found out at a Montessori school, just for example, is because I had never gone, I wanted my son to go, and so I went to the open house, and I found out that there are scholarships for them, or, you know, for low-income families to get in. And then in order to also make up the rest of it, the mothers or the parents, the fathers, they volunteer for aftercare. What? That was like, it blew my mind that this was even a possibility. Because in my head, you have to be able to afford it first. Well, that is a self-defeating thought, number one. Because you can afford it. You can afford anything. You just have to put yourself in a position in order to create it. So that's just one thing. We'll talk about that, you know. And on an individual basis, again, you can find me on Facebook, Heavenly Joy, and we can go into these things deeper. Just message me if you need assistance and guidance. That's all that I do is guide you. That's it. Everything else is up to you. So inspired action is anything like that. There's a thought that comes through. Maybe you have a dream about someone who you haven't spoken to in a while. And don't question, like, dang, why I wonder, you know, if it's not something that's going to cause you to be, it's not going to cause any rift within your home, your relationship, your marriage, whatever, right? If it's an old friend, a genuinely old friend that just pops up in your head, call them, reach out to them. It may be a job fair, random, you know, that comes up. And you're like, man, I never even thought about this. But this job fair is on my mind right now. Because you said, I operate a functioning and very successful, you know, multi-million dollar company in Louisiana. I don't know. And then you see that there's Omaha Steaks or whoever, I don't know, who's having a function and they're looking for people to manage a facility out of Louisiana. I don't know, and I'm just throwing things out there, right? So anything like that. You go to this function and next thing you know, you're one of the top candidates for this position. The reality of it is that in order to get to where you want to go, in order for your prayer to be answered, is that you have to move your feet. listen and pay attention to your dreams. Listen and pay attention to that inner voice is telling you to make a move in a certain direction. Pay attention to the things that are coming up. They're not just coincidences. They're not coincidences. Normally have some sort of, there's some evidence of sort for you to see. However, if you are disconnected from that, if you're not really praying the prayers and knowing that your prayers are coming true, if you don't know it, right? Because a lot of us pray the prayers. A lot of us have been taught to just pray the prayer and you just go on about your day and, you know, one day God is going to make it happen. Let me tell you, honey, don't wait for God to make it happen. You have to make a move. And God will guide that higher energy, whatever it is that you call upon, will guide you along this journey. But you are the one. You're the key. You have the answers. You are the energy. You just have to know how to direct it. And so what I am saying is pay attention to your inspired thoughts and take inspired action upon the thoughts. Don't just sit there. Yes? Wonderful. So all of this is to get you to a place where you can see just how powerful you are. Yes? The lesson is to pray and move your feet. Pray and move your feet. But don't pray as you are begging. Don't ever pray as if you're begging. That is one of the worst things that we can do because it says to the universe, I have no power. And that is not true. You have all the power. And the universe says, well, if you say you don't have any power, then I have to respond to that and say, I agree. Whatever you put out there, universe, God, energy, and don't let nobody tell you nothing different, it is. What you put out there is going to be responded to. If you are a happy person, you put out good energy. Not that you don't encounter people who are cranky, but let me tell you, in my day-to-day interactions with people, is that the cranky people generally stay away from me because I'm so happy. And I'm not happy like gullible, bouncing all over the place, smiling. I'm happy on the inside. And that happiness that's on the inside, that joy that's on the inside permeates and touches everything around me. So if a person wants to be miserable, they generally move away from me. And the people who want to feel the energy, they move towards me. And so when I'm in a business, I'm in a situation where I go, let's say, get a tire change, excuse me, and there may be other people who are there, and those people are in a cranky mood, and I'm happy and respectful. That's the other thing, respect, because a form of love is respect. So I show all people respect. So if I go in there and I'm respectful and I'm patient, generally I'm taken care of quickly and more efficiently. And even if it's not quicker, let me tell you, it's better service. Better service. And it's all dependent on me. My response to something or someone, to situations, does matter. My response, what helps other people to respond to me. It's just that simple. So take responsibility for that and move in light, okay? I need you to know that you already have it. You already have it. Everything, it meaning everything that you want, it's already inside of you. You've dreamt about it. You've wished upon a star about it. It's already inside of you. So now let's take those wishes and those dreams and let's make them reality. Let's not wait any further. You want to be happy? I want you to be happy. That's the reason why I'm on this call today. Can't you tell? It doesn't matter. It didn't keep me from coming back and speaking to you today. because I need to share this with you. I need you to know that you hold the key. You are the greatness. You are powerful. You are divine energy. Experiencing life, how wonderful of an experience that is. And when you know it, and you know that you have not been put here to suffer on purpose, it's not like, oh, you know, well, we did this back in such and such, and this is the reason why we're going through this. That's what we call BS, okay? That's not true. That's absolutely not true. Remember that you are a reflection of the divine energy. I always try to say this when I speak to people of certain practices, but in particular, my Christian sister and brethren, is that says God created them in the form of, God created them in the likeness of them. So why would you be any different? God created them. Remember that too. In the same likeness. And I may not be quoting it exactly, but y'all know what I'm talking about. So you have the power. It's just over time we've been stripped and taught that we didn't have the power. Not stripped because really and truly they can't take something from you that is yours. It's always inside of you. And that's the most amazing part. So all I do is help you to remember it's inside of you, and no one could ever take it away. You just have to remember that it's right there. So, give gratitude. This is a very, very important part to get. Give gratitude for what you already have. Very important. Do not look at what you don't have, because that is an energy that's very unappreciative and lack. Like you're giving off that I don't have. You have it all. And in order to create more, just like we teach our children, don't ask for nothing if you're not going to take care of what you already got. It's the same energy that the universe responds to as well. Give gratitude for your hoopty. If that's what you got as a hoopty and it takes you back and forth to work every day, give thanks for it, okay? If you have a position in which you know you ain't supposed to be in and you coming up out that thing, say, hey, every day I give thanks for this position because I trust that what I'm getting here is preparing me for the next part of my journey. Don't focus on the fact that you don't like it or you can't, you know, or something's going on in the company that you're not quite, you don't appreciate. Don't worry about none of that stuff. I want you to focus on your gratitude. Your level of gratitude is going to bring more to you. I want you to have more. You can have it all of it. There's no prayer too big or too small. It's all in what you realize that you are capable of having. So as I begin to close out this most wonderful, divinely inspired show, I want you to know that I love you, each and every one of you. I pray for each and every one of you every day of my life, that each and every one of you have happiness and peace in your life. So know that that's my truth, and I honor you, each and every one of you individually, and the differences that we have, because that's what makes it so wonderful of a world that we live in, that we are so different. I don't want you to be just like me. That's boring. I'm glad that you're different than me. I'm happy that you're different than me. So let's all find a way to have the conversations that the elders maybe decided not to have. Let's have those conversations. Let's bridge that gap. There's only one race. There's the human race. I love you all. Go with God, go in love, and be well. Live your light. Peace and love.